Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sivav, the second line on page Mem Zayin. It is the page following page 92. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Im Gomar Su'udoso V'kidesh Hayom, if the person finished his Su'udah on Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos, Kodem Sheberach Birchas HaMazon, before he benched. So he was eating a Suda on Friday afternoon. He finished his Suda, it became Shabbos, and he didn't yet bench. So what does he do? So the Mechaber says, Mevorech Birchas HaMazon al Kos Rishon. He should first bench on one Kos. V'achar kach Omer Kiddush Hayom al Kos Sheni. And then he's going to make Kiddush on a second Kos. V'tzorech lahaskir shel Shabbos b'Birchas HaMazon. And he'll have to mention Shabbos in benching. Even though he ate his Suda on Friday, and he's only benching now on Shabbos, says the Mechaber, he's going to have to mention Shabbos, and have to say Ritzay in his benching, even though it's before Kiddush, but the Maisa Shabbos started, so he's going to have to say Ritzay. That is the first Shita that is brought down in the Mechaber. The Ramos says, V'yesh omrim de'eno masker shel Shabbos. Some say no. You're benching for a Suda that you only ate on Friday, so the Yesh Omrim says you don't mention Shabbos at all. The Azlinan Basar Tchilas Suda. We go after the beginning of the Suda. V'chein Iker, that is the Iker. Halacha K'moshen Isbar Le'el Sov Simen Kuf Peiches. Says the Ramah, there are those who say you ate your Suda on Friday. Even though you're benching now and it's Shabbos, you will not say Ritzei because we go after the beginning of the Suda, which was during the week. V'yesh machlokes im yito mikos shel birchas hamazon kodem shekadesh. Besides that machlokes of whether you're going to say ritzei in the benching or not, there's also a machlokes if you're going to taste from the kos of birchas hamazon before kiddush. Remember, you finish your suda, now you're benching on one kos, and then you're going to make kiddush on another kos. There's a machlokes if you are going to drink from the first kos, which was from the benching, before you make kiddush. Gam im tzorech lecho me'at achar ha-kiddush, there's also a machlokas if you have to eat a little bit after Kiddush in order to make that Kiddush b'makom suda, because you finished a suda already. I'd like to summarize what we're saying so far over here. Very interesting halacha. A person was eating a suda Friday afternoon. He finished the suda, done. He's finished eating, and now it becomes Shabbos, and he didn't get bench. So now there's three machlokas. Machlokas number one is, when he now benches, does he mention Ritzei or not? Now it's Shabbos, but he didn't eat on Shabbos. That's Machlokas number one. Machlokas number two, the Mechaber said that you have to bench first on a kos, and then you make Kiddush on another kos. When you bench on that kos, do you drink from the kos of benching before Kiddush? Because now it's Shabbos, you didn't make Kiddush yet. Do you drink from that kos, or you just bench holding the kos? That's Machlokas number two. Machlokas number three is, when you now make Kiddush after your suda is done, so do we say it's Kiddush Makom Suda working backwards on the Suda you ate already? Or do you have to eat more food after the Kiddush to make that Kiddush Makom Suda? Three machloksim going on, lefi this Shita of the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber brings another Shita. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, De'af b'gemar su'udaso einu mevarach b'rachas ha'mazon t'chila. Even though you finish your Suda now, and Shabbos is starting, you do not bench first. Elapores mapa umekadesh. Rather, you're going to spread a cloth over the bread on your table. You'll make kiddush first, umevarech hamotzi, and then you'll make a new hamotzi on the food you're going to eat afterwards. Va'ochel ma'at, you'll eat a little bit. Viachakach mevarech berchas hamazon, and then you'll bench. So the second shita says you're not going to bench before kiddush. Fakert, you'll make kiddush now while you're still in the middle of your suda. And then you'll eat a little more, and then you'll bench afterwards, and everything's good. And says the Ramah, V'hochi Nog, this is the Minog, like Shita number two, that you don't bench first and then make Kiddush, you make Kiddush first, eat a little more, and then you bench. And why is that the Minog? Lahotzi es nafsho mi plukta svaru rishona. As we just spoke out, if you go with the first Shita of the Mechaber, there's three machloksin that you're getting involved with. So therefore, the Minog is to go with the second Shita. It's a much more safe Shita to follow. That is the Mechaber and the Ramah. Now we'll see the Mishabura beginning with Sivkat Nochav Zayin. Im Gomar Sudaso. So again, the case is that you finish eating your Suda and then Shabbos started before you benched. Zokta Mishabura, a very important point. Umayri Gamkein Shenoto Yodot L'may Machronim. You didn't just finish your Suda and then it became Shabbos. You finished your Suda and you already washed Mayim Achronim. V'kodem Shehischel B'Birchas HaMazon. And before you benched, Rosh Hakidosh Olav Hayom, you realize it's already Shabbos. The Bazes Svirle, in that case, the Mechaber holds the Tchila Mevarach Birchas HaMazon al Kosh Rishon. In that case, you already washed my Machronim, so then you'll bench first on the first Kos. The Mikavan Shenot al Yodov, because once you wash your hands, my Machronim, Tzarech Levarach Tekef. You have to bench right away. Aval im lo notal yodov, but if you did not wash my machronim, gam hadeya rishona svirle de pores mapul makadish makodem. Then everybody agrees, even the first opinion, if you didn't wash your hands yet, and your lattice to eat, so then you should be pores mapul makadish, spread a cloth over the bread, and make kiddish first. Velo yivarech bari piragofen be'esa kiddish im shosu yayim mikodem emsa suda kanal basif dalad. And we saw last night, when you're making kiddish in the middle of your suda, and you had already made a bracha on the yayin before, you would not make a bracha on the yayin during the kiddush. Va'afilu omar havlonu nevarich. And even if you said, let's bench, gam kem mekadesh tchilo, you'll also make kiddush first, kevan shelo notal yodav adayin, since you didn't wash my machronim. Ach bazet tzorach levarich boi piragofen be'esa kiddush. But if you said, let's bench, then you would be required to make a new boi piragofen at the time of kiddush, kevan shomar havlonu nevarich lekanal basimen kufayin teresiv aleph. We learned earlier that once you say, let's bench, and you want to drink again, you have to make a new bracha. So you would have to make a new bari pragofen if you said, let's bench. But again, the important point that Mishabur is telling us is of Kadosh Chav Zayin, this first shita that says you bench first is only if you wash Mayim Achronim. If you didn't do anything, you for sure make Kiddush first. Even if you said, let's bench, you also make Kiddush first. Only if you actually went ahead and made Mayim Achronim, so then this shita holds, you're going to bench first and make Kiddush afterwards. So the first shita of the Mechaber said, you bench on the first kos, sevkotun chavches, and on the kos sheni, you're going to say kiddush. Aval ein omer shneim al kos echad, you cannot have benching and kiddush on the same kos. De ein osen mitzos chavilos chavilos, we don't bundle mitzos together. We have one kos for benching and one kos for kiddush. Sevkotun chavtes goes now, which the Mechaber said, that when you're benching after Shabbos started, even though you ate the Suda on Friday, you're still going to mention Ritzeh in the benching. We go after right now when you are benching, and you're benching at Shabbos. Since at the time that you are benching, it's already Shabbos, so therefore you must mention Shabbos. Now if you look at note 39, he points out, even though in the case of Shalosh Shudas, where you started during the day of Shabbos and you finish it after Shabbos, the Mechaber Paskins in Simen Kuf Peches, Shemaskir Shabbos and Birchas HaMazon, you do mention benching, you mention Shabbos and benching, Kemo Shehevi HaRamol Lahalon Raya Ledas HaChokim, as the Ramah brings a Raya from there for the Shita that argues, that says you go to the beginning of the Suda and you will not say Ritzeh in this case. So what we're bothered by over here is the Mechaber seems to be straddling the two sides. Over here the Mechaber says that you're benching once Shabbos started, even though you ate when it wasn't Shabbos, you're saying Yirtzeh. So you're going after right now. But yet, when you're benching after Shabbos for a Suda you ate on Shabbos, he also says you say Yirtzeh, which is not when you go to the beginning of the Suda. So it seems to be a little steer in the Mechaber. So writes the Magen Avraham, we're at the end of note 39, Sham Mechaber Histapik, the Mechaber's Mesupuk. Haim Halocha Kedeo Sheish Lelech Achar Shas Abracha. Is the Shita like those who say you go after the time that you are benching? O Kedeo Sheish Lelech Achar Tchilas Asuda. Or is it like the Shita that you go to the beginning of the Suda? Lefikach Pasak Luchumra. Shabachol Ofen Yesh Lahaskir Shal Shabbos. Zok the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber's Mesupuk, and therefore he goes Luchumra. He says you have to say Ritzeh in both cases. Whether you ate like in our case before Shabbos and you're benching on Shabbos, or if you ate on Shabbos, you're benching after Shabbos. Either way, according to the Mechaber, you will be saying Ritzeh in your benching. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sefkanuch Avtes. Umikomakom poshet lilukuli alma im lo hisker shel Shabbos ein achozer. Although the first sheet of the Mechaber says that when you're benching on Shabbos for a Suda before Shabbos, you say Ritzeh, but even he agrees, according to everyone, if you forgot to say Ritzeh, you will not go back. Now if you look in the Sharet Zion Lamed Hei, he writes, I am Prima Gadam. Look at the Prima Gadam for the reason. Why wouldn't you go back? So look at note 40. The reason you wouldn't go back, the Prima Gadam writes, Shekosav Shatam Sheino Chose Im Shachav Lo Hisker Shal Shabbos Brichas HaMazon Hu. The reason why you don't go back if you forgot to say Ritzeh in benching is, Shekevan Shenechliku Aposkim Mitzarek Lahasker Shal Shabbos. Since it's a Machlokas Aposkim, if you have to mention Shabbos at all, like we just said, Ein Lachzor Shesavi Brachos Lachil. So we pass that you should say it according to the Mechaber, but if you didn't say it, even the Mechaber would agree, you don't go back. L'maisa, it is a suffik, and therefore you would not go back to bench again because of that suffik. But if you look weiter in the Sharatzion in Os Lamed Hey, he writes, the Chavetz Chaim writes, after he brings out the reason of the Prima Gadim, Uli didi barur de lo shayach bazeh hatam de tzarech lachzor mishum de lo sagi b'lo achilas pas. Says the Chavetz Chaim, to me it's pashit that you would not go back if you forgot ritzei because of the general rule that we say. Normally, if you get something in benching, if there's a chi of suda, let's say it's a suda on Shabbos or Yontif, but there's a chi of suda, if you forget to say ritzei or yalaviyavo, if you had to eat the suda, you go back if you forgot ritzei or yalaviyavo. But let's say it's chalamoid. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. There's no chi of suda. There's a mitzvah, there's an inyat of a suda, there's no chi of. So there the halach is, if you forget yalaviyavo in benching, you do not go back. So over here also, says the Chavetz Chaim, to me it's pashit that it's not shayach the reason that you had a chiyuv to eat bread, so you have to go back. The suda was on Friday. There was no chiyuv to eat bread on Friday. You're benching now for a suda that you had on Friday. You can't say there was a chiyuv to have bread on Friday. So I don't need, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Prima Gadim's reason of not going back on Sabbath Rosh Hashanah. It's pashit you don't go back. It was an optional suda. You never go back for forgetting Ritzer Yal V'Yavu in a suda that's really not a chiyuv. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Vayitos of Katan Lamed. The Ramah brought the Yesh Omer that says that when you're benching on Shabbos for a Suda before Shabbos, that you do not mention Shabbos because we go after the beginning of the Suda. Shahaya Bizman Chol, which was during the week, it was Friday. V'chol zeh davka kishelo ocha mishach ashecha mu'uma. This whole shita that says that you would not say Ritzeh when you're benching on Shabbos for a Suda before Shabbos is if you ate nothing on Shabbos. You finished your entire Suda before it got dark. But if you ate also once it got dark, then you ate bread on Shabbos itself, then everyone would agree that you would mention Ritzei in your benching. Sifkotan Lamed Aleph is going on the two other machloks in the Ramah told us. Number one, again, the Mechaber is bringing the Shita first that says you bench first and then you make Kiddush. So on the benching, are you going to drink from the wine of the benching or not? It's before Kiddush. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Aleph, it's a Machlokas im Yitom. There is a Shita that holds. The Mevarech Barei Piragofen, that after the benching, you'll say Barei Piragofen. V'toeim Tekef, and you'll taste some of the wine right away. Kemo B'chol Kosha Berchas HaMazon, like every other time you bench. V'lo chashiv toim kodem kiddush. This is not considered eating before kiddush. Mishum dehakol shayach lesuda shayach kodem chovas kiddush. Since this benching is on the suda that you had on Friday, which is before the chiv of kiddush came in, therefore, if you drink the wine finishing up the benching from that suda, it's not considered that you drank before hearing kiddush. U'memelo shuv eino tzarech levarech l'detu b'ay pregafen al kol sheni shel kiddush. And according to them, so if you're making a Barei Piragofen on the wine that you're drinking after the benching, so now when you make Kiddush right afterwards, you would not need the Barei Piragofen on the kosher Kiddush. Rak birchas asher kiddushanu b'vad. You'd only need the brach of Kiddush, you wouldn't need the Barei Piragofen because you just made a Barei Piragofen on the kosher benching. That would also cover the kosher of Kiddush you're having right afterwards. That is shita number one that says that you would, yes, drink from the wine of the kosher birchas hamazon. V'is the svirlu, and there's also shita that holds the other way. She'eno toim mimenu, that you can't have any of the wine from the kosher birchas hamazon. Mishum da'asir litam kodem kiddush, because you can't taste wine before kiddush. U'memela eino yachol levarach ala b'ay pragathim. So mela, you'll bench on this coast, you're not drinking, so you're not going to make a b'ay pragathim. El mevarach t'chila b'ay pragathim al kosh al kiddush. Rather, you'll bench on the coast, put the coast down. You'll make a b'ay pragathim on your kiddush cup. U'mevarach, and then you'll say kiddush, which you'll say, you drink the kiddush coast. V'yachakach shoseh kosh esher b'chaz amazim b'lo bracha. You'll go back, and you'll drink the kosh of b'chaz amazim afterwards without a bracha. So again, the shita that says that you don't drink the wine, so you're obviously not making a Barei Piragofen on the coast because of Muslim, so you'll just bench on the coast, put the coast aside, take the Kiddush cup, make Kiddush with a Barei Piragofen, drink the coast shall Kiddush, and then you'll go back with that Barei Piragofen, and you'll drink also the coast of Birchas HaMazon. The third machlokas that we had was, so he used the first coast for benching, machlokas if he's going to drink the coast or not, right after benching, but now he makes Kiddush. So does he have to eat to make that Kiddush Rakhon Suda, or does he not have to eat? So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Beis, Lecho Me'at is a Machlokes. If he needs to eat a little bit after Kiddush, The Yesh Omer, because there's those who say, Kevan Sha'achal Batchila, since he ate before, Havi Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that's counted as Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So you had the Kiddush after the Suda, but that's still Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Vishuv Eino Tzarech Lechol, you don't have to eat anymore. Look at Note 41. What's the Hezver that the Kiddush is considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda because you ate the Suda before? Ubetam Adavar Kosov Amatzes HaShekel. Shekevan Shedin Kiddush B'Makom Suda Nilmod Me'a Kosov. Since the whole din of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is learned from the pasuk that says the Korosa L'Shabbos Oneg, V'Dorshu Chazal Darsh in the pasuk to say Shev B'Makom Oneg, in the place of Oneg, the Hainu HaSuda, the place of enjoyment, which is the Suda, Shom Tia HaKriya Shal Kiddush. Right, the Korosa L'Shabbos Oneg, in the place of Oneg, there should be the Kriya of Shabbos, which is the Kiddush. Lefikach Gam Sudas Chol Shenechelas B'Makom HaKiddush. Therefore, even the weekday Suda that you had in the place of the Kiddush is a Sudas Onegi. That's considered a Suda that you enjoyed. Umo'ila Le'inyan Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and that Suda that you had during the week can count towards your Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Fosavani adds on Shele'inyan Minyan Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos Vaday She'en Achila Zu B'Chlal. Even though that Suda that you had on Friday can count for your Kiddush afterwards on Shabbos to be Kiddush B'Makom Suda, but Avada would not count as one of your three Sudas of Shabbos because you didn't eat any food on Shabbos. Back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katlan B'Day, so that's the first Shita that says you do not need to eat after the Kiddush, the Achila before counts as the Kiddush B'Makom Suda. V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, De'eino Nechshav L'Makom Suda, that the eating before doesn't help you to make the Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Kevan Shaisa Shalchol, that Suda was a weekday Suda. V'tzarech Atah B'Shabbos Lechol Al Koponim Ma'at. And according to the Shita, you'd have to eat at least a little bit to make the Kiddush Bichal as Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Sivkotan Lamed Gimel goes on the second Shita of the Mechaber. Again, the Mechaber's first Shita that we've been discussing the whole time so far is that you bench first and you make Kiddush afterwards. Then the Mechaber brought the Yesh Omrim that says that when you finish a Suda and Shabbos starts, don't bench first. First, be Pares Mapu Mekadesh, make Kiddush. Then make a hamotzi, and then eat a little bit, and make a benching afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel Svirhu. This shita holds. The al korcho tzarech lechol miyod achara kiddush. For sure, you have to eat right after kiddush. Kedei she nechshav l'makom suda. This shita holds, like we just saw before in one of the shitas, that in order for it to be kiddush l'makom suda, you must have kiddush and then eat afterwards. The suda sha'ocha mitchila eino mo'elas l'zeh. The suda you ate before does not help for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. V'kanat, like we just mentioned. V'kevan v'al korcho tzarech lechol. Since he's forced to eat, so birchas hamazon shebentayim lamali. Why on earth would you bench, and then you're making Kiddush, and now you have to eat again? Why would you bench in the middle? V'dino k'mon b'kadesh b'emsa sudasu. And this level said Dalid. And the din over here is going to be just like one who makes Kiddush in the middle of a Suda that we learned yesterday. Shepores mapo makadesh. You're not going to bench, make Kiddush, eat more, and then bench again. Two benchings. So rather, it is better to first make Kiddush, eat a little bread afterwards with hamotzi, and then you're going to go ahead and bench on both Sudas together. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Dalid. U'mekadesh u'mevarach hamotzi. You're going to make Kiddush, and then you're going to make a new Hamotzi. It's not similar to what we saw earlier in Sif Dalet. It's not like we said yesterday, it was a machlokas of after Kiddush, you need a new Hamotzi or not. It's not like that over here. The Hachashani here, it's different. We're discussing a case where you already ended your Suda by washing Mayim Achronim. Through washing Mayim Achronim, you already have put Achila out of your mind according to everyone. You're done eating. And because you said, you wash Mayim Achronim, ready, your Suda ended, that's why you will need a Boyer Peragofen before the Kiddush, and that's why, after the Kiddush, you will need a new Bracha of Hamotzi. Ve'einu yotzei bebirchas Boyer Peragofen, shebirach al yayin, sheshasa mitchila besoch HaSuda. And the Bracha you made on the wine during the Suda is not going to help you, because the Maisa, you wash Mayim Achronim, that ends your Suda, now you want to drink more wine for Kiddush, you have to make a new Boyer Peragofen. Ve'im lo notal yoda, but if you did not wash Mayim Achronim, dino kumo le'el v'sevdal, will follow the same rules that we saw in Sevdal yesterday. That then, if you did not wash Mayim Achronim, you'd be Kiddush of your Suda. So we saw it was a machlokas about saying Hamotzi afterwards, and that would, we went lenient over there, and we said Lakula that you would not make a Hamotzi. Sivkotan Lamed Hey. So after you make the kiddush in the middle of your suda, your ochel ma'at, hainu kezayas al kopanim. You have to eat at least a kezayas. Kedei shiye nechshav l'makom suda. So that your kiddush can count as kiddush on suda. After the kiddush, you're going to make a hamotzi and you're going to eat at least a kezayas of bread. Sivkotan la mitvav is going on the last point, and that is the Rama. The Rama said, v'hochi nog l'maisa. In this case, when you ate your suda on Friday, you washed mayim rachonim, your suda ended, and now it became Shabbos, you didn't bench yet. What you would do is, the minog is like the second sheet of the mechaber, you make kiddush first, with a bar pragofen, and then you make a new hamotzi, you eat at least a kezayas, and then you get a bench. And that way, you take yourself out from all these machloksim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Vav, Hainu, the imyasa kedeya rishona, if you're going to follow the first shita of bench first and make kiddush afterwards, yipo besvekos. You're going to get yourself involved in all the svekos that we mentioned. Number one, im lahaskir shal Shabbos. Do you mention ritzei in this benching or not? Because you didn't eat on Shabbos. Number two, vim yito mikos berazamazan. Are you going to drink some of the benching wine or not? It's before kiddush. And number three, vim tzarek lech lachar kiddush. Do you have to eat again after the kiddush to make a kiddush makom suda? Going with the first shita, you have all these three machloks that we get involved in. V'afta atein o yotzei yidei deya rishona. And even though by following the second shita, you're not following the first shita, this virulei that tzarech levarach b'chas hamozum miyad, you're not following the first shita that says once you mashmai machorim, you must bench right away. So following the second shita, you avoid the three machloks in b'lemaisa, you're not following the rules of the first shita, you're not following, not satisfying that shita, they have to bench right away. But still, ha'adifa, the second mahalach is better. The imyasa kedeya rishona, because you're going to follow the first shita, yei cheshash bracha she'en etzricha l'deya shnia. Then you're going to get involved in a bracha she'en etzricha l'fi the second opinion, she'etztarech levarech b'chaz amazon shtei pa'amim. You're going to end up having to bench two times. You bench first, and you're going to have to eat again, you're going to bench again. So that is getting involved in a bracha she'en etzricha. Therefore, the bottom line is that we're coming out in the Ramah, the minhag is to follow the second shita. So to summarize, a person ate a suda on Friday, he finishes suda, he washed my machorim, all of a sudden he realizes it's Shabbos. What he does is, he covers the bread on the table, he makes kiddush, he makes a new bari piragofen, he makes another hamotzi, he eats at least a kezayis of bread, and then he benches for sure with ritzei, because now he ate on Shabbos, and that benching covers both parts of the suda. We will stop here and continue next time, Amir Tzashem, with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.